Вот.
Где помещен? Сефер Берешит, Парашат Берешит. The first chapter talks about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. And of course, as Zohar says, you have to remember that Torah is not a history book. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell us some history, this would be what we call Torah Shebaalpeh. This would be an outside book, not the Torah. I mean, the Torah is a holy book. And the purpose is not to tell you the history. And of course, the first chapter tells you the history, how this world started with. So we start the first pasuk with your permission, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. So Chachamim come and tell us the following. You should know that this world is the second in the series that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Prior to this world was another world. There's no information how many years before this world was another world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara actually destroyed it. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and decided this time he's going to try. This time HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to try it again. Again, there's no information how many worlds HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the past. Ari never tells us. Maybe Ari knew, maybe the Rebbe did not want him to know, there's no information. One thing we do know, that this world is the second in the new series. And then in the new series, this is the second one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to try a new thing. So what does he try? So the Torah tells us in Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, the Chachamim, the creation started, maybe the first thing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, maybe the second, but definitely not more than the second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that first he wants to create water. So the whole atmosphere, the whole universe, everything was water. There was no any oxygen or any holes or hollow. Everything was water. The whole thing is water. Came HaKadosh Baruch Hu and took snow from under the Kavod, made it in the shape of like a ball, and threw it inside the water. Now, the water covers universe, earth, but there's no dry land yet. So, the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created water, filled up the whole atmosphere with water, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called created universe, first is a small ball, and then the ball expanded, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu used one of his names and stopped the expanding of this ball, but this is earth, still earth inside the water. So says the Torah, "Ve'aretz et ha-tohu v'avohu v'choshech ha-pnei tehom," was darkness, of course, was no light yet. "Ruach Elokim merachevet al pnei ha-mayim," the Rashi says, the Gemara says, "Yet kisei ha-kavod." It says, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands in the air, so-called flying over the water. So what does it mean exactly? The chair is flying over the water. It says, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is flying over the water. What do you mean flying over the water? So again, the whole thing is water, and on top of the water someplace there is the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flying, like a helicopter, standing over there. And it says, what is the purpose? Why did Torah tell us this? And what do you have to learn from that? Yemer Elohim Yi'or Va'yi'or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should be light. light. So the first day, the Torah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created light. So we're in light form. By the way, there is no universe yet as a dry land. There is so-called, if you want to think, it's like if you throw something into an aquarium and you have a ball into the aquarium, the whole thing is water, and there's a small ball into the aquarium, in the aquarium. So now you need light. What do you need light? What do you need light for? It's not necessary to have light. There's no creature, there is no land, there's nothing. There's all of the water. So the first thing on creation, Hashem decided to create light. Why light? Light should be maybe the last thing when Adam HaRishon is going to be created. This is Friday, this is 5 days later, then we need for him light. Alright, now we don't need any light. What do you need light for? Nevertheless, comes the Torah and tells you information, you know, the first day, light was created. Again, it doesn't say in the Torah that the water was created, or earth was created, but that's what it says. Bereshit Barayim Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created first. Shamayim is the sky, so it's made mainly from water maybe. And again, what is the purpose of creation? Of light, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created water and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot a ball of this universe inside the water? And this is how created started.
No.
The universe is full of water and earth is a ball inside the water. So this is Sunday. So it's very, very strange. So now we go to Monday. HaKadosh wants to make a separation. He said, what is separation for? It's a separation. He says, the whole universe full of water, and Hashem wants to separate the water in the middle. For what? For what if we separate it? What is the problem exactly? Anyway, this water that covers what we call Earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it the next day, on Tuesday. So today is Monday. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, what did you do on Monday? I made a separation. Upstairs is a lot of water. I decided, that so-called, to take some of the water and freeze them, if we may say, and make them hard, and that's called Rakia, it's called the sky, it's all the way up there. This is, I don't know how many thousands and hundreds of thousands of miles. It says over there, you go up there, up there, up there. It says over there, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says before you reach that, it's going to be like a separation. It's going to be like a hard piece of water. It says this is, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to do it on Monday. I said, for what? Why should we do this on Monday? What do you have to make? It's nothing. I said, it doesn't hold any water. There's water underneath anyway. It's all water underneath there. That separation. This is Monday. We go to Tuesday. Yom Elokim ikavu amayim mitachat ha-shamayim makom echa v'tirayi yabasha v'yichel. Again, until Tuesday, the earth was so-called inside water. There's no dry land. It's just a ball inside water. Tuesday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Now I would like to have a dry land, so therefore please, the water, you should go to one side, and the rest of earth should be seen. Okay? So the condition, why don't you do it the first day? So we have to start the opposite way. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made water, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called shut earth inside the water. Water covers earth from all the sides. And Hashem waits till Tuesday, and Tuesday HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, let some of the water go to the side, and earth should be seen. So the first thing, is this the way you want to do it? If I would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what I would have done. First I would have made earth, and then if Hashem wants water, Hashem can bring water, and put the water on the right side, on the left side, or any side if you want, on the earth, that's the end of it. You don't first manufacture and create water, and then you put earth inside the water, and then by Tuesday you say to the water, please go on the side, let's see earth. Well, you go backwards.
Time, the same time,
it doesn't matter, the question, that's what people ask this question, his lack of emuna. Because what Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a split second to do everything. He could have done the whole thing. It doesn't take him a day or an hour to do certain things. It's a split second. Kadosh Baruch Hu does in a split second everything. So it's really what Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to do, Sunday this, and Monday this, and Tuesday this, is not because of time elements. Because what Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean is time doesn't mean anything. He could do anything. It's a purpose why Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to divide it into 6 days. But it's not because he doesn't have time to do it, because he didn't do anything anyway. He only commanded. And his command, this is the creation already. It really doesn't matter if the first day was 24 hours or a thousand years. It doesn't matter. According to us, that's what the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day is like 1,000 years. But if he took 1,000 years for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do this, of course he doesn't need this time. It's not that he's in construction business that he has to give the time when the highway is going to be finished. It's really irrelevant to know if it's really 24 hours or as the way Chachamim say, a day by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like our 1,000 years. It's irrelevant to that. So sentence 11, on Tuesday HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do something else. The fact that he decided to push, so-called, to take the water and put them on one side, a sentence 11, V'yemer Elohim Patshe Aret Deshe Etzer Mazmi Azera Etzri Yosef Milivin Lua Shuzaro Baal Aret Reichen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that earth should have grass. I mean, you live in Englewood, I mean, it's very nice to have grass. But if you ask my opinion, it's only headache. It's headache. I'd rather have mulch. If they have the field yet, because all these Spanish people, to mow the grass and take care of it, for what? What do you have from it? All you're just looking at the grass. I said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants earth to be nice, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded should be grass all over. For what is grass for? Why is grass for? I understand, it's free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have fruit. Fine. So let earth should produce trees that bring fruit, bring food to us. That makes sense. But what is grass for? What is grass? The whole earth should be covered with grass. For what? But to say, Aleph says the Torah, that the earth, these lessons for certain things sometimes, doesn't listen. But anyway, earth was covered with grass, all over. With your permission,
לא אמרתי, אל תשבור, יש די נשמות, לא. תודה רבה, תודה רבה.
I would like to keep, with your permission, the chapter 2, sentence 6. It is Friday, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu described in the Torah the creation of Adam and Hashem. Says the Torah, sentence 7, I'm sorry, chapter 2, sentence 7, וַיִּצֵר הַשֶּׁם אֱלֹהִים אֶת הָאָדָם עָפָר מִן הָאֲדָמָה, וַיִּפַּח בְּאָפָיו נִשְׁמַת חַיִּים, וַיִּהִי אָדָם נְפֵשׁ חַיָּה. So our sense of Gemara, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, he mixed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed so-called soil with water and created mankind lying on the floor. It says, you're lying on the floor, says the Gemara, where was he lying from? Where is he exactly? Is he in America? Where is he exactly? And the Gemara says, no, he's in Yerushalayim. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu took the main part, says the Gemara, from the same place that Hamidash is going to be built, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu took soil from there. Eventually, the Kadosh Baruch Hu went all around the world, says the Gemara, and took a little bit soil from every part of the world. But again, the main part of the Adam HaRishon is going to be made is in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew in his nose and in Shama, and he is alive. Sentence 8, with your permission. V'yitah Hashem Elohim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a garden בעדן מקדם, חכם ימצא, well, it's like an Eden, but this is something that הקדוש ברוך הוא decided he wants to do by himself now. Until now we heard that הקדוש ברוך הוא told earth on Tuesday, excuse me, that earth should bring out trees and grass. Here comes the Torah and says, Hashem himself, he planted a garden. Yeah. Planted a garden, give you permission, if you skip two sentence 15 with your permission, and it is Vaikach Hashem Elokim et Adam Einichir Began Eden Yovdav Ale Shamra. That's the Torah you should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take Adam HaRishon. Says the Gemara, he came to Adam HaRishon after Adam HaRishon was standing in Yerushalayim. He is over there next to the Beit HaMikdash is going to rebuild. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes over to him and says, listen, I want to take you to Gan Eden. Adam HaRishon said, no, I don't want to go to Gan Eden. I'll have to stay here, Yerushalayim. What's so bad about Yerushalayim? She said, no, it's good for you. Come with me, come with me. Says the Gemara, Be'ekach Hashem Elokim. Says the Gemara, he convinced him. And he tried very hard to bring him to Gan Eden. He doesn't want Gan Eden. Hashem wanted to come to Gan Eden. He said, okay, come to Gan Eden. He comes to Gan Eden. Says the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon like this. ויצא בסנדס 16 with your permission, ויצא בשם אלוקים אל האדם למור מכל הצגן תאכול תאכל, you may eat from any trees, or may eat from the trees, את כל דעת טוב ורע, לא תאכל ממנו, כי ממך אוכל ממנו מאותו מות. So this is Gan Eden, so the description that we have over here is Gan Eden, is like a garden, but there's an orchard, so you have trees over there. This is well, this is nothing different than the rest of the world. Since today you have cities, you have pollution. Since that time, the whole universe was full of trees, full of grass. So Adam HaShem comes to Gan Eden, HaShem calls him to Gan Eden. He comes to Gan Eden, HaShem says, no, see the trees. He said, you can eat from the trees. I said, okay, for this I came to Gan Eden. So I didn't need Yerushalayim. I ate all over. For me, everything is Gan Eden. I said, today you have to find places, a resort that you go, this is a resort. This is Adam HaShem, when he was created, there was no pollution, there was no garbage, there was no nothing, he is my pet. He's standing 1 hour, he looks all around, and says, you don't come to Gan Eden. He says, what's Gan Eden? You go over there, you think maybe he has something special that you don't have outside. He says, he comes to Gan Eden, he says, it's this orchard. I said, well, I want you to be here now, and eat from all the trees, besides one tree, don't eat from it. He says, well, where did I come from? I had those trees. After this in Yerushalayim, everything in Yerushalayim. Why do you have to bring it over here? Why do you have to Gan Eden? What do you need Gan Eden for? Yerushalayim and Gan Eden is the same thing. It's nothing different. There's nothing that you find in Gan Eden other than that you find in any other place in the world. The whole world is full of trees, full of grass. Gan Eden is the same. Again, in Gan Eden you don't have grass maybe, that's why I don't say it's grass. It's trees. Trees that have all over. So why do you have to go to Gan Eden? Go to Gan Eden, and of course we do know that you ate from the tree. Without permission. Did you have permission if you skip to chapter 3, sentence 22? Then after he ate from the tree, so he just says, Revi over here in Marcomash, Vayomer Hashem Elokim min Adam ayalati achad mimenu. This is what he talks to himself or to the angels. He said, you know, mankind, he's like one of us. לדעת טוב הרע, he's very smart now, from the tree, ועתה, and now, ואין ישלח ידו ולקרקע מעץ החיים לאכול בחיי לעולם. He says, now he might go and eat from the other tree, that's called the life tree, and he'll live forever. So, big deal, he'll live forever. So, whatever the people care if he'll live forever. A few answers, but the Gemara says, one of the answers the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? If I let him live now, and he's going to eat from the tree, he's going to say he's God. He says he's God. This is why he's God. Because he lives forever. First of all, how Adam HaRishon knows that he's going to live forever? He doesn't know. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change his mind anyway. But he's going to say he's God. So because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is afraid that Adam HaRishon will say he is God, therefore, next sentence, sentence 23 with your permission, by Shalchei or Hashem Elokim Gan Eden, avoid Tadma Shul Kachon Shabbat Ezrin. You go out of Gan Eden, finish. Your training is over. I said, you were supposed to be here. You out. You go back to square one. I said, where are you now? I'm in Yerushalayim. You went back to Yerushalayim. So what's the whole purpose? So of course it means it maybe. It's a test. I could look at it, made a test in Yerushalayim. If the Kaddish Baruch Hu could have made a test, I could have told that Adam HaRishon is in Yerushalayim, you have lots of trees. One tree, don't eat. So that's a tree, you don't eat. So take him to Gan Eden and give him a test in Gan Eden. It says, here, eat on the trees, don't eat from the tree. So what do you take him to Gan Eden? It's nothing in Gan Eden. It's just trees. That tree is in Yerushalayim. Now anyway, back to square one. Back to Yerushalayim, so I have this tree in Yerushalayim. So big deal, so? So what is it? It's nothing in a punishment, it's nothing. It's nothing. And somebody says, you know what, you move from one side of Englewood to the other side of Englewood. So, it's nothing. What's going on? It's nothing. Three. Okay, so. So then Kadim Hu says, look, the Gerech Saddam has sentence 24, Kadim Hu chased him out. Kadim Hu so-called put God, Mikedim Gan Eden on the eastern side of Gan Eden, the Kuvin, וכך אחר מתהפך את מודל הצרעים, וזה לא רק שהוא put angels over there. Put angels is there, אדם ראשון שהוא is not sneak inside. And don't think it's a joke, because he might have sneaked in. חכמים say, זה לא נותן, זה את אדם הראשון, and then, in time of the הפלגה, much later, they knew the names of the angels, and they could have called the name of the angels to open the gate for them. So הקדוש ברוך הוא made sure that אדם הראשון will not go back in. So why should he go back in? Why does he need to go in? He doesn't need to go in. The rat says, well, to prevent, he's going to eat from the tree. For this, he might go in. I don't know how he knows it. It was in the list that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, don't eat from the tree. So for this, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to put him in Gan Eden because there's a tree over there. חכמים, מני עזרא סופר מני, he decided how to divide the parashiyot and not to read them. He made sure that this parasha always comes the first Shabbat after Sukkot. First Shabbat after Sukkot, parashat Bereshit. Okay? Yeah. We all do know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 10 commandments on Chag HaShavuot. So the cycle really, if you want to start with the Torah, the cycle should have started from Chag HaShavuot. You don't want Chag HaShavuot, it's the middle of the year, you start Rosh Hashanah. It has nothing to do with after Sukkot. No. Shabbat Bereshit, it's a Simchat Torah, you have after Sukkot, it's a Simchat Torah. Simchat Torah, Simchat Torah after Sukkot. Who made this idea? Who made this? What? What? But the proper thing should be whenever we got the Torah. When did we get the Torah? I don't know when we got the Torah. Now this has nothing to do with Simchat Torah and Chag HaSukkot. This is Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit. The first thing after Sukkot, Parashat Bereshit. Comes Ari and says the following. So you should know, if somebody would ask you about colors, which is, maybe we would say, the most important color. The Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, it's called tzitzit. It's not without tzitzit. So the halacha is, the tzitzit you have to have only, that's the halacha, if you wear a garment that has four corners, then you ought to make tzitzit for the garment. But let's say you don't have a garment that has four corners. You don't have to have tzitzit. You don't have to go to the store and buy this garment that has tzitzit. No, Hashem never said it. Hashem never told us this. Hashem only told us, in case you wear a garment that has four corners, or more than four corners, then you have to put on four corners tzitzit. Okay. What happens if you have a garment with six corners? So you only put on four of them. I said, why? Why can you put on six of them? He says, no. You put on four.
Okay.
How about if you come in with three corners? You don't have to put it. Don't have. But anyway, you don't have to go to the store and buy that. That everybody agrees. There's no mitzvah to go to Tzedekah, to the lane and buy the seed. There's no mitzvah. It's the mitzvah only if you happen to have a garment that has four corners, you may not wear it unless you put it in. But it's not that you have to go and purchase the seed. We have a custom that we go buy the seed. Since the Gemara Masechet Menachot, one of the angels one time met one of the Chachamim, his name was Rav Ketina, let's call it small rabbi, asked him, Rabbi, I see you have no teeth. What's the problem with you? So Rabbi said, you know what? Let me tell you something about myself. I'm very, very poor. I have no money even to go buy the teeth. And anyway, I don't have 30 teeth if I don't have a garment that has four corners. I don't have a garment with four corners. I don't have it. The angel told this rabbi, you know, you happen to be right. You don't have to have the teeth unless you have a garment with four corners. And really, you don't have four corners. You don't have a garment. But let me tell you something. If Chas v'Shalom, Hashem so-called, will lose himself, Hashem will be upset. Then even if you are tzaddik, Hashem might Chas v'Shalom wipe you out. So you better go to the store by tzitzit. So that sentence was said about tzitzit, not about tefillin, not about matar, not about any other mitzvah. And comes the Gemara and tells us, you know, if you're careful about this mitzvah, tzitzit is so important, the mitzvah of tzitzit, it says Mashiach will come, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, and you're going to have all kinds of rewards in the world because you kept mitzvah tzitzit. That is the Gaon Mevilna before he died. He happened to die on Sukkot. So he was crying just a few minutes before he died. And the students asked him, why are you crying? He says, look, I could have had this mitzvah of city for two pennies. Now I'm going to go to Gan Eden. I cannot do any more mitzvah. So the person that died says, he doesn't wear a city. I says, you know, I'm crying. He says, listen. This is what you have in mind. I said, for all the mitzvot, from all the 630 mitzvot, the Gaon Mevilna cries. He look at the city, you know, it costs 2 pennies. So it doesn't matter how much it takes. Who cares about it? I said, that's what you cry before you die, because of mitzvot city. I said, well, you look at the Ramban, you look at the Gemara, it's so important. Comes Aryeh and says the following. I said, the Gemara says the following. Somebody would ask you, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide on Tuesday that earth should have grass? He says, today we like to think that the grass is green. I mean, that's just the way we see it. On creation, the grass was not green, it was blue. Says the Gemara, you want to know something? I'll tell you why. He says, you know, On Har Sinai, when we got the Ten Commandments, the Torah said was a cloud on Har Sinai. It was a cloud that was walking in front of us in the desert. This is the color of the cloud is blue. The Luchot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, as Moshe brought downstairs, and the second said that Moshe so-called dug from under his hand, the color of the Luchot of the Luchot was set fire blue. The cloud was blue, the grass was blue, the Akia, the separation is blue, the rainbow that was created Friday afternoon was blue, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue, and if you want to imagine the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no form. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no body, has no form. But one thing you will have to imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's color is blue. The ocean is blue, the sky is blue. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue. Says Ari, the Gemara says, you know, on the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said should be light. Don't need light. Who needs light on the first day? There was nobody here. I said, no, you don't understand. The light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the first day was a blue light. This was, says the Gemara, Ote Or Katalma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called tore part of himself and shared it with the universe. He says, it's not, says Ari, it's not an obligation or even privilege to keep the Torah. It's much higher than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us so-called a small partner in this creation. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Adam HaRishon look like him, is going to inject into him some kind of Ruach HaKodesh, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to remember it all the time that you are a partner. And it says, what is the partnership? The partner with Hashem, it says, what is the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Blue. What is chair? Blue. What is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sky? Blue. I said, everything is blue. The blue color is the blue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, if you look in Parashat Masos Sefer Bamidbar, the Torah talks about the movement of Am Yisrael in the desert. The Torah says that everything was ready to move. It says the Kohanim used to come and used to cover everything besides one item. They used to cover it so-called with the blue material. So the menorah was covered with blue, the golden altar, the table, it says everything was covered with the blue material. That's the way it was in Parashat Matos of Bamidbar. It is because the blue is only for you to remember that you are partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, of course the scientist will tell you it's not really blue, it's just, you know, as you, when you look at the sky, it looks blue, it's not really blue, it's the ocean, it's not blue. You take some water from the ocean, you put it in a glass, it's not blue. It's true. But you have to see it blue. You got to see it blue. If you don't see it blue, it means that you don't understand what is your obligation for this world. It's not to keep the Torah, not keep the Torah. It's to keep the world running. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu aims into that thing. And that's the purpose of this book, of this chapter. It's actually, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't have it in mind to write it in the Torah, the first chapter and the stories over here. It's irrelevant. What difference does it make to you? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do on the first Sunday? What do you care? And if now you know better, Hashem made light on the first day, so what are you going to say? Or you say, no, the second day HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a separation, so? On the third day HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the earth to produce bread, so? And if you wouldn't know it? It says, now that you know that the purpose of creation was so-called to feed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entity in the system. Therefore, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created water. Created water. I said, this is the blue color. I said, the whole universe is blue. I said, by the way, says the Torah, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is flying over the water. I said, what do you tell me about the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's flying right now over the water. There's no universe, there's nothing. It's just atmosphere. The atmosphere is full of water. He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Why did he do such a thing? For what it is for this? It's to tell you, to teach you that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, he did not create it for just a world. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind that we should be together with him. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made first water, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called threw a ball of snow inside the water. And that's what I understand, that's the Kavanah, we should have in the morning. One of the Baruchot B'Kod HaShachar, in the morning we say, Roka Aretz Al HaMayim. It says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you so-called put the foundation of earth on water. It says, what difference does it make? It says, Gemara, my second guy, you should know, earth stands on water. It says, universe really is covered with water. It says, what difference does it make? What difference does it make what earth is standing on? It says, no, you have to understand. So the earth is standing on water, and water, the color of the water is blue. And blue is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now you know earth, that's the bracha that you have to have in mind in the morning. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much that I'm standing on earth, but the earth is standing on water. It is for me to understand that I'm a part of the creation, and I admire HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he made me a part of the creation. And that's the secret of his hands, that that's the whole about the creation. So the whole thing is the color blue, and everything is blue color. By the way, if we go back to the Tzitzita, it says that now you understand better. This is, of course, the share of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you remember, has four legs. And of course, this is what the Tzitzit is all about. If you remember, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to take a blue string, and says the blue string will remind us about the ocean, and the ocean reminds us about the sky, eventually about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says this is not to remind us, it's actually, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The blue color is the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The blue color is the blue, the color of the chair, and the chair has four legs, and that's the halakha on the tzitzit. And that's how important the tzitzit is. That's what this angel told Rav Kina, you better have tzitzit on, you better have tzitzit. It says, well, I don't have to have tzitzit if I don't have a four-corner garment. He says, I don't, and I'm poor. He says, listen, if Hashem is upset, let me tell you something. If Hashem is upset, what has to do with me? He says, you don't understand, you're a partner. You're a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have an obligation for this world. You better go purchase a tzitzit. Come to Gemara and says, you should know, you have to have a very beautiful tzitzit. Because people think that tzitzit, you know, they just, you know, it's good to put it. To put it on you, Talit, tzitzit, put it on you, it's good. He says, no. This is much more than any other mitzvah. That's what the Gaon de Vilna, before he died, he cried. He says, you know, tzitzit, what tzitzit is all about? A tzitzit is a sign that you are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the blue string that we're missing in our time is a sign that you're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah of tzitzit. The main thing is the blue. It's not the white. The main thing is the blue. We don't have it right now. So we just have the white and we remember that we have to have a blue. But again, the blue is actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have tzitzit. It's not just, you know, a mitzvah. That's the Gemara says that tzitzit is like, the older mitzvah together, 613, is included in one mitzvah tzitzit. How is it included in one mitzvah? What's the importance about this mitzvah? It says the mitzvah of tzitzit is the blue string. And the blue string is the same blue color. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that blue it should be a very important blue. I said it has to come from a snail. And that snail, says the Gemara, usually comes once in 70 years out of the water and rests on the beach. And this was very, very expensive to get it, and it was limited shipment of this. And you have to cook it, and it's a very special color. It's a whole machloket about it, which one is it. And today they're working on a new one. The snail before was a fish. There was one rabbi, that, before the Holocaust, he went to the Vatican, and he saw in the Vatican, he saw blue, one of the things the Vatican have downstairs, they have blue things from the Tamikdash, and he had a photographic memory. And then he went to the fish market, and he found a fish. The fish has a blue blood. And then he took the blood, and they cooked it. I was Din Rebbe. And then the breast of when they see the breast of it, they wear it today. I said, this is the blue. This is the blue. This is what's the big deal about the blue? I said, that's the big deal. Because the main thing in the tzitzit is the blue. I said, that blue, the Gemara says it's a snail, it's not a fish. So therefore, other people, they don't accept this kind of blue. But now they found a new one, and from a snail maybe. But then it comes from the water, and the water is blue. And the blood of this fish is blue. I said, that's exactly the color of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we may say this in the Gemara, that's the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, this is how important this mitzvah is. I said, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn. I said, the idea is the blue color, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Earth, please produce. All of the universe, grass. The color of the grass was blue. The color of the rainbow was blue. Later, next to Parashat Noach, Hashem changed that the color of the rainbow should have more color. Originally, it's blue. Since the blue is the most important color, again, for us to be connected to our so-called, to our partner, HaKadosh Baruch. course, this is one of the answers Chachamim say, you should know that Parashat Bereshit always comes after Simchat Torah. Well, Simchat Torah, as we got the Torah, of course, we refer to the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments were written by Kadosh Baruch Hu first and then by Moshe on that stone that was called sapphire, it's blue. This is because this is what was so important to bring the Luchot downstairs, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a piece. That is, that piece that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave was the blue color as a stone that, to remind us that we are partners with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, after Moshe Rabbeinu broke it, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to bring another piece as the blue color. I said, that's really Simchat Torah, it's all about. I mean, you can ask you, what Simchat Torah, who made it Simchat Torah at the last day of Sukkot, and what he had Parashat Bereshit immediately after? Says Ari, that this Sukkot, we sit in the Sukkah, comes the Gemara and says that the Halacha is to remember the cloud in the desert. Of course, we like to think the simple explanation is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in the desert, and he protects us, he wants us to remember it, that once upon a time he took us out of Egypt, and in the desert, he put a cloud on top of us. So he says, no, it's much deeper. You know what he says, the Gemara says, the color of the cloud was blue. It's not just protection. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually, what he did in the desert, he said, I protect my partner. It's not that he protected us. He protected his partner. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu aimed when he put this same cloud on Har Sinai. We got the Torah, was a cloud, the Torah was a cloud on Har Sinai. I said, what's the color of the cloud? Blue. I said, the same Chachamim, he says, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Nisvav Sukkah. I said, what? To remember the cloud. What do you mean to remember the cloud? Hashem wanted to remember the cloud, you understand? And I said, the Nisvav Sukkah is so important because it's to remember the blue cloud, not the cloud. I don't know what is the color of the wave, of the big Leviathan. But of course we do know there are some kind of called blue whales. I don't know. The blue fish, blue whale in the ocean. It says those are the ones that so-called resemble the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Sukkah, says the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, is to remember the cloud. I said, which cloud? Says, where is the cloud? Because there's a cloud in the desert, I have to sit in the Sukkah. So what, every year I sit in the Sukkah? I sit in the Sukkah because a few thousand years, my grandfather sat in a cloud in the desert, so what? No, it's not just a cloud, it's a blue cloud. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to remember after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, that the aim, the goal is the cloud. But it's not the cloud, it's the blue cloud. It says the cloud is blue, it's the Sukkah, is to remember the blue cloud. It says now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I want you to remember that. So you remember that, Shem Chachamim says, you know what, let's do Simchat Torah immediately after Sukkot. It's the last day of Sukkot, we call it Simchat Torah. I say, what's Simchat Torah? I say, Simchat Torah, because we don't see the Torah, that we got the Torah, we got the Ten Commandments, the Ten Commandments on the Luchot, and the Luchot was blue. Shem Ari says, now you understand, the Parashat Bereshit starts immediately after Sukkot, after Simchat Torah. This is the blue color. It says, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manufactured so-called his item with the blue color, his shirt is blue, he is blue, the grass is blue, the rainbow is blue, the cloud is blue, the chair is blue, everything is blue. And says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam HaRishon and says the following, says Ari. Says, the Zohar the following. And says, everything is Gan Eden. Everything is Gan Eden. And says, you don't have to take Adam HaRishon from Yerushalayim, put him in Gan Eden. It's the same Gan Eden. And says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to convince Adam HaShem to come to Gan Eden. He says, I don't want to go. I said, come, go. The guy Adam HaShem goes to Gan Eden. This is tree. It says the Zohar, Gan Eden, Hashem himself planted the trees over there. I says, what's the difference? Why Hashem did it? Why Hashem did not let earth, so-called, to produce trees the way earth produced it all over? It says, no, this is a very special case. Gan Eden, Hashem himself planted the trees. And says the Ari, says the Zohar, that across from Gan Eden upstairs, that's where the share of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Because we do know that you go to Kotel, and it says, when you pray, you have in mind that you always have to go via your fingers, goes to Marat HaMakpela, go to Kever Rachel, and then goes to Kotel and go upstairs. So he goes upstairs, and says the Gemara, because Midah Shashem Kodnu Yadech, that's what we say every day, and as you're sure, I say you should know, if you stand up next to the Kotel and you look upstairs, and you have a good vision, you see upstairs is also a small Bet HaMikdash, it's called a spiritual Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to build Bet HaMikdash here is not because he loves this place, because this is across exactly from the Bet HaMikdash upstairs. This Bet HaMikdash upstairs is the Kohen HaGadol, it is Michael, it is downstairs, is across from that. This is fine. He says, where is the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is it? He says, I know, in Yerushalayim you go look upstairs, you see Bet HaMikdash. He says, wait, what's called Kisei HaKavod? The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see where is that? Says the Zohar, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of Gan Eden. On top of Gan Eden. Whatever is called Gan Eden, it's upstairs is the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam HaRishon and said, listen, as a partner with me, what I like you to do, I like you to come from Yerushalayim to Gan Eden. I says, for what I come to Gan Eden? He says, the trees over there. He says, trees over there, trees over here. It's the same tree. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he planted the tree, but it's the same thing. He says, no, you don't understand. Gan Eden is different. He says, in Gan Eden you have that tree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, don't eat from that tree. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made this tree in Yerushalayim as well. It's true. It's true. He could have made it. But he made it in Gan Eden because Gan Eden is across from Kisei HaKavod, from the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, it says in the Navi, the Shlomo HaMelech built the chair, the whole world was talking about the chair. Everybody came to Yerushalayim from all over the world, they just wanted to look at the chair. So the Gemara says, the Gemara describes the wisdom of Shlomo when he built the chair, and when he used to walk on the steps, and no one else could have walked on that chair. The Gemara says, Shlomo's, and what you call ex-father-in-law, whatever his name was, Paron Echo, he says, he came and he took the chair after Shlomo died and he put his foot on the first step, and it was a line of it, was of course not a lifeline, it was a fake line, it was made from gold, hidden. It is the chair was something very special. And so Shlomo used to go up and the whole thing was singing. I said he used to sit on the chair, and then the pigeon used to come. And again, it wasn't a live pigeon, it was a gold pigeon. But everything was computerized. And the pigeon used to go and take the chumash, and they said the Torah and the parchment, and gave it to Shlomo and said, please read it. I said, this was the chair of Shlomo. Everybody was talking about the chair of Shlomo. It was just the Gemara, this one took it, this one took it, this is the Ahasuerus, took it, the Ahasuerus was to sit on it, it broke. I said, what is the chair? So the Gemara, you know, this chair was manufactured by Shlomo, so-called to imitate, if we may say, the spiritual chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after he made it, and he sat on it, says the Navi, you know that Shlomo sat on a chair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, you're sitting so-called on my chair. So Shlomo had in mind the Kavanah, the thought that really that's what Hashem had on Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. He says, you come to Gan Eden, you sit in Gan Eden. He says, you look upstairs in Gan Eden, what do you see? He says, you see me on my chair. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried Adam HaRishon to come to Gan Eden, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself planted the trees in Gan Eden, because this is across from his chair. And you're supposed to be like me. And that's what Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made Adam HaRishon, it says, you my partner. When Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, out of Gan Eden. He said, what out of Gan Eden? What big deal about Gan Eden? Not just because over there they have the other tree, it's called the life tree. It's much deeper than that. Yeah, now you're not under the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, therefore the Gemara says Hashem had to chase him. Because if he would have stayed over there, he said, I'm God. He says, it's true. He would say he's God. Why? Because he is a small entity like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes over here. When he made Adam HaRishon, he, says the Gemara, Vayitach Ba'atav HaRishon Chayim, Hashem blew part of him inside Adam HaRishon, because it's really not that we are a different entity, we are so-called miniature הקדוש ברוך הוא, לצד הקדוש ברוך הוא מת. Until אדם הראשון, אייפה מנצ'י, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, you know, I am upstairs, you here. I am מלך, I am a king upstairs, you the king downstairs. That's how high it was. אדם הראשון, if he would not have eaten from the tree, would stay like this forever. It says, there is forever. What do you mean forever? Just because he's been eaten from the tree, it's going to be forever? I says, no, because when Hashem manufactured him, and he created him, he had this in mind, that Adam HaRishon should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on a smaller version. He says, here he is. Therefore, after he ate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, out of Gan Eden. He says, what out of Gan Eden? If you see the chair that you saw over there, out of Gan Eden. And he says, that this is really, if you remember, the description about Sodom Amora, the Torah, when the Torah describes Sodom Amora, the Torah says in 2 weeks, Parashat Lech Lecha, this is what like Gan Eden. So the Ramban hints about it. The Ramban says, you know, my Hashem was so upset at Sodom Amora. What do you think? Sodom Amora is the worst of the worst. There is no other towns around the world did those bad things. So Aril says that the Ramban says, you know, this is called the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is only Sodom Amora, but the rest of Eretz Israel is not the palace. Aril says, no, Sodom Amora, the Torah describes it, is Gan Eden. Gan Eden is not Gan Eden. As if when a person dies, as if his nefesh, his part of his upper part of his body goes so-called Gan Eden HaTachton. It says where Adam HaRishon used to be. It says, what's so great about it? I says, people sit down over there. I says, who cares to sit down? What do you have over there? What do you have? You have nothing. He says, you really says, well, you have nothing. But when you look up there, you see the Chair of HaKadosh Baruch. So actually, what the whole parasha is only to tell us how important it is the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates us. It's not just for your hair to do the mitzvot. The mitzvot is only so-called the schedule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in order for us to be his partner. So therefore you have to keep the mitzvot. That's what tells us if you keep the mitzvot, you don't keep the mitzvot. It says, listen, if you're my partner, those are the rules. To be my partner, you have to keep the mitzvot. It says, I'm going to give you one mitzvah as a tzitzit. It says, you have the blue string. It says, that is a proof to you that this is what I am, and you're my partner. So you wear a tzitzit with a blue string. It says, this is a very special color to remind you about me and about the job that I designated for you. It says, therefore, I say, that's like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu only decided to write this parasha after we said, Naseh v'Nishma, come to Gemara, and the Gemara said, Baruch Hu never had this in mind. Never had this in mind to write it from the Torah. After Am Yisrael, Parashat Mishpatim said, Naseh v'Nishma, the Rekh Musa Moshe, come over here, Moshe. And that was Parashat Mishpatim, it says, Vayikach et Sefer HaBrit, Moshe took the book of the treaty. Says the Gemara, what book of treaty? Which book of treaty? The Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe, you know what? Sit down right now and write the history from the Reshit until we got to Mount Sinai. Says the Gemara, why now? Why happened? Actually, after we said Naaseh v'Nishma, that we're going to do anything, like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we listen, so we seem like angels. Says the Gemara, the angels do like this? And the Gemara says, you understand your obligation. The obligation is for the world, not for me. You're not doing it for me. This is for the world. Says Naaseh v'Nishma like an angel. He doesn't do it for himself. He does it for the world. He says, you do for the world. He says, you do for the world. Here, I'm going to tell you the secret of creation. And that's what the Gemara says, Moshe started to write Bereshit Bara Elohim. It's a parashat Bereshit. Hashem never had it in mind to give it to us. Just because he said, Naseh v'Nishma, and he says, now you understand your obligation for the world. I'm going to tell you, when I created this world, this is what I had in mind. I had in mind the universe should be so-called part of this, what we call the entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I made the whole system in my color. That is the color blue. This is the color that should remind us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that he decided to write Sefer Bereshit Parashat Bereshit. So the tragedy of the Sefer Bereshit is not in Gan Eden, is not because it's not in Gan Eden. It's not looking in Gan Eden. It's not in Gan Eden, it's not different than anything else, any other place of the world. The kind of difference is you're not underneath the Kesir HaKadosh. And that's really what the Gemara says. And Mashiach will come when the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be complete. It says because actually when people do not behave, not only they're not in Gan Eden anymore, they're ruining the so-called the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those mitzvot, especially after Sukkot, after Simchat Torah, in order for us to complete so-called the job. And therefore the Aril says, you should know, the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon, after he was chased from Gan Eden, 130 years he fasted. Every day he fasted. At night, he only ate bakshel and water. This is 130 years. Then 800 years later, he did not fast, but he never had any other food besides bakshel and water. To do tanit. Tanit on what he did. He said, look, somebody did a sin. So they do teshuva. There's no halakha like this, that you have to do ta'anid 130 years, and then Hashem has accepted it. Why Hashem didn't accept it? I said, we go to Yom Kippur, so it's the Gemara after Yom Kippur, you go out, you go home, you eat. He says, you break your fast. He says, Baruch Hashem, Hashem accepted the ta'anid. Baruch Hashem, everything was perfect. Here comes our great-grandfather, says, 130 years, for the rest of his life, doesn't eat anything, no fruit, nothing. Not fish, no meat, nothing. No milk, no eggs, nothing. He eats this, still we hear. Still we hear, it means that she never forgave him. She never forgave him? What is the problem? Says the Gemara the following. That happened in Shlach Yado. Says the Gemara after Adam HaRishon ate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, right away, I says, do you regret? And he says, no. I love this food. And Hashem chased him out. Then he decided to start to do this fast, the Tani, for 130 years. I says, says the Gemara, well, Hashem gave you a chance to do Teshuvah in the same place that you sinned. Let me explain to you something. You sinned underneath the Tshuva of HaKadosh Baruch. It says the damage is very big. It says over there you had to regret. Now you went outside. You went outside and you did the Shuvah. It says the Shuvah will not be accepted. Because Hashem gave you a chance to fix it. Says the Rambam, if you fix it in the same place that you did the sin, you didn't do it over there. Over there you denied it. You say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it outside. That's not the same problem. He says, who says it? So he says, that's what it is. The Gemara says, on Shabbat Shuvah, we read the Haftarah, Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Says the Gemara, Teshuvah goes up to Kisei HaKavod. It says you have to aim every time. Every time you have to aim, when you do Teshuvah, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want the Tefillah to be accepted, you have to have in mind. It says, first, I regret. It says, but when I regret, it says, I regret that I did something. And what I did something is goes to the first thing that was done on the universe. It was across from Kisei HaKavod. So we have to regret, and the Teshuvah should accept by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we are underneath Kisei HaKavod, like Adam HaRishon was underneath Kisei HaKavod. This is Adam HaRishon never admitted and never accepted that he wants to regret. He said he wants to get outside. Outside doesn't help anymore. He should have said, I regret, I'm inside. He said, what does it make? Because before you were underneath the chair, now you're underneath the chair. He said, Teshuvah is to go underneath the chair. He said, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us. He says, Zarid, we need Teshuvah. And the person before he goes to sleep, he says, Zarid, you have to say Shema Yisrael. He says, I'm sorry if I did anything wrong today. He says, it's okay, so aim and have this Kavanah. I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hope you accept my Teshuvah. He says, where are it's all over. No. HaKadosh is all over. But your Teshuvah, you should have in mind, it's the blue color. I'm aiming toward the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That chair is blue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue. Everything is blue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please accept my apology. Accept that I regret. But I have in mind, should go to the chair of HaKadosh. So of course we aim, Arim says we aim. When we aim to Beit HaMikdash all the time. Because we don't know exactly where is that place Gan Eden. He says, but you have to aim that the Tefillah goes to Beit HaMikdash, but from Beit HaMikdash it goes all the way to Beit HaMikdash, and then from there Beit HaMikdash, from upstairs, it goes to Kisei HaKavod, it goes to the Chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he sits over there. He doesn't sit in Beit HaMikdash. He says, the Kavanah is halfway. He says, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, the Gemara, okay, stand up and face Yerushalayim. He says, face Yerushalayim, okay, and then what Tefillah goes to where? Goes to Kotel, and from Kotel goes all the way up to Beit HaMikdash, and then Hashem is not there. Hashem is on his chair. Hashem is on his chair. You have to aim. Hashem is on his chair. I'm sorry. I'm not going to need him. It's filah goes from here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he is on the chair. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah. You should know that the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flies over the water. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, after he filled up the whole atmosphere with water, he so-called, he is floating on the water, he sank over the water. He says he wants you to aim, he wants you to pray toward that blue color, towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he made the sky blue. When you look at the sky, he says, why Hashem made the sky blue? So the Shem is sky blue because that's the color of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs. And that's the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So when you look, the Arizal says, when you look, when you open your eyes and you look and you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look. So the Arizal says, the Gemara says, that Daniel said you should never pray in Beit HaKnesset that has no windows. You must have windows. I said, Daniel was in Iraq. And when he was in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, and they gave him a room over there, and what were windows over there? So Gemara said, you know, you should never pray in a place in, there's no windows. So what the power windows? What windows? What do I need windows for? I pray in my basement. What's wrong? I says, no, you don't understand. You look. He says, Ali says, you have to blink outside. You have to look outside. You blink. You say, well, you see the sky. You see the sky blue. It's the sky blue. He says, it rings the bell. He says, the sky is blue. The chair of people is blue. I can see what's blue. He says, when I'm praying to the blue color, to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. In our time, the clouds are not blue. The Gemara says, and you have clouds outside. I says, the connection is not as strong, it's a very small connection. Because actually you have to see blue with your eyes in order for you to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Beit HaMikdash, to the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, before Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it was always cloudy outside. The people cannot imagine. You have to see the blue. As the Gemara says, you have it to see. You have a string. The blue string, the person has to look at the blue string. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is because the blue means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not to remind you about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The blue color is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he says, you know, when you pray, it says, it's daytime. It says, you look through the window. You see the sky. You see the sky. The sky is blue. The ocean is blue. The rainbow is blue. The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue. The grass was supposed to be blue. The grass was blue. It says, remind me that I'm a part in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is Sefer Bereshit Zohar. Is this halacha? It's halacha. It depends where. In my opinion, it's halacha. In business, not. I don't pray in a place with no windows. And I don't let my children to pray. Has to be able to see the sun.